their first double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field, long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. The Columbus Clippers and Omaha Storm Chasers getting set for Game 4 of their six-game series here at Werner Park in Omaha, Nebraska. The Clippers right now trail the series 2-1. They won on opening night 4-2. They got blistered in Game 2, and then yesterday, the Clippers did not score until the eighth inning. Omaha opened up a 5-0 lead. The Clippers got three runs in their half of the eighth inning. Will Benson had his first triple of the year, driving home a pair. He would then score on a Tyler Freeman base hit, but the Clippers, despite getting the tying run to the plate, could not get that run home, falling 5-3. With the loss, the Clippers are still a game and a half out of first place behind Nashville, Columbus 39-30. The Sounds are 40-28. Omaha's run their record to 33-34, trying to get back to 500 tonight. They're 6.5 games out of first place. The Storm Chasers will send Carlos Hernandez to the hill. The right-hander is 1-3. The Clippers respond with lefty Kirk McCarty 2-1 with a 4.15 earned run average. Starting lineups and first pitch coming your way right after these words.
Hey, Columbus fans. America's Pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit Amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
There is our national anthem tonight, and that means that baseball is just minutes away. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. For the Columbus Clippers, it's Will Benson leading off in left field. He'll be followed by the second baseman, Tyler Freeman. Then batting third will be Will Brennan in center. Alex Call cleans up in right field. Bobby Bradley is the designated hitter, batting fifth. Bo Naylor sixth. He will be the catcher, bottom third of the order for the Clippers today. David Fry at third base, Mitch Tolman at shortstop, and Trenton Brooks will be at first. For the Storm Chasers, it's the shortstop, Ivan Castillo, leading things off, followed by the first baseman, Nick Prado. Nate Eaton will bat third and play right field. Vinny Pasquantino, the designated hitter, is the cleanup man. Brewer Hicklin bats fifth. He's in left. Michael Massey sixth at second base. Clay Dungan at the hot corner bats seventh. Jose Briseño will be the catcher batting eighth. And Dyron Blanco will play center field and bat ninth. Kirk McCarty, the lefty, takes the hill for the Columbus Clippers. He'll be opposed by Carlos Hernandez. Hernandez has split his last couple of seasons between the major leagues and AAA, pitched all of 2020 for Kansas City. Obviously, there was no minor league season, so he made his major league debut before he made his AAA debut. He made five appearances for the Royals in that 2021 season, had an ERA just shy of five. Then in 2021, he was a starter here in Omaha, six starts. In the major leagues, he split his time, 11 starts and 13 appearances out of the bullpen for the Royals, had a 6-2 record and a 3.68 ERA. This year, as a starter in the bigs, it's not gone well. Seven starts for the Royals, no wins, three losses, and a 9.10 earned run average. Here in AAA, he'll be making his sixth start. He's 1-3 with a 4.28 mark. Signed by the Royals as an international free agent back in 2016. Made his major league debut against the Cleveland Guardians. Made his first start this year against the Guardians as well. He went 4 1/3 innings against Cleveland, gave up four runs on six hits. This is his first appearance against the Columbus Clippers. Will Benson has led the game off twice in this series with homers. Swings and drives one to right field. Did he do it again? No, this one's not going to have the depth. It'll be run down just shy of the warning track. First pitch swinging. Benson gave it a ride, but not quite enough this time. And so that is out number one. Boy, it's exciting to see Benson get after a pitch early. He walks so much that you would think it's almost impossible that he's going to go after the first pitch. But in this series, he has seen good pitches to hit on the first one, and he's gone after them. So one down, Hernandez goes to work on Tyler Freeman and throws a strike over the outside corner, 0-1 to the Clippers' second baseman. Freeman at second today with Mitch Tolman at shortstop. Freeman with a .258 batting average. But he is certainly trending in the right direction. Over his last 15 games now, Freeman is 21 for 63. That's a .333 batting average. Five multi-hit games in his last nine. 0-2 pitch. Slap foul down the right side. 0-2. He has been a hitter his entire career, coming into this season, a .319 career batting average. Doesn't provide a lot of pop necessarily, but he can put it over the wall, and the wind is screaming out to right field tonight. The pitch, and that is low, one ball, two strikes. They're telling us it's a 15-mile-per-hour wind, but right now it is far higher than that. I would say steady at 20 and gusting even above that. Cloudy skies, 80 degrees, your game time conditions. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's skied to left center field, and it's going to be caught on the run by Dyron Blanco for out number two. Game time conditions are presented to you by the Ohio Lottery. Be with us at Huntington Park for our next fantastic Friday, July 16th against Indianapolis. You could be the winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Two down for Will Brennan. Brennan having a great season. First pitch to him here is a little bit off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. Brennan 3-for-10 in this series. Batting .340 on the year here in a Clippers uniform. 1-0 pitch from Hernandez. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Brennan was hitting over .300 in AA. And he is fourth overall in minor league baseball and runs batted in. Takes downstairs here, 2-1. Next pitch, inside, three balls and a strike. Brennan, 59 runs batted in between Akron and Columbus. Hernandez delivers, and that ball's hit hard to left field and deep. Hicklin back at the warning track, at the wall, bye-bye! Will Brennan with his second AAA home run. They've both gone to the left field corner, but this was no wall scraper. It cleared the bleachers out to the concourse, and the Clippers are on top 1-0. Taking advantage of that wind blowing out hard to left field. Now, this is the prevailing wind pattern that we have seen here in our time at Warner Park. First time the Clippers came to town, it only blew out this way in one of the six games. Yesterday it did it. Tonight it's doing it again. There's Alex Cole. First pitch to Cole is a high fastball, one ball, no strike. So the Clippers strike first. No pitch, breaking ball in for a called strike. So Brennan now with 60 RBIs on the season. 1-1 to call. That's a soft one on the outside corner for a called strike. 1-2. Ball ready. Briseño sets up off the outside corner. The pitch is a fastball outside and high, 2-2. Hernandez with high 90s gas. That one came in at 97 miles per hour. Here comes the next, and it's a slider outside. Full count. That's your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Hernandez ready. Throws the 3-2. And it's smacked on the left side through past Ivan Castillo for a clean single for Alex Cole. Cole now with an on-base percentage at .401. He is your International League leader in on-base percentage. Clippers have three of the top five in on-base percentage. Cole's number one, Will Benson number two, and Mitch Tolman is number five. Man on for Bobby Bradley. First pitch to him is a fastball over, but just low, one ball, no strikes. Bradley had a two-homer game and a Clippers loss on Wednesday. Gives him four home runs on the season and 21 runs batted in. Next pitch is downstairs again, just missed, 2-0. Well, Bradley certainly has the power to pull it into the wind and put it out of any yard. But if he can just get it up in the air to left field with his natural strength, it could go. Takes a fastball here that looked inside but was called a strike. Briseño had to move the catcher's mitt a long way to backhand it. Oftentimes you won't see a pitcher get a call when a catcher has to move the mitt that much. Now the 2-1. Swung on and fouled away on the left side, 2-2. We had a little bit of a sprinkle here about 6:30 local time, 7:30 back home, but nothing that even approached worrisome. 2-2 pitch inside, gets away, call breaks for second, and he will get there with no throw. Got just outside the batter's circle. They'll call it a pass ball. And so Alex Call at second base, 3-2 to Bobby Bradley. Bo Naylor in the on-deck circle. Clippers would love to put together a big inning here. Now, a big first inning didn't help them a couple of days ago, but you're not going to turn down a multi-run inning. Here's the pitch. And it's hit to center field, hit pretty well. Blanco chasing it over toward the left center field gap will run it down for out number three. Clippers get a run on two hits. Will Brennan with his second AAA tater puts the Clippers on top 1-0 after a half. Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Hey Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility. Here come the Omaha Storm Chasers in the bottom half of the first inning. Clippers on top, 1-0, thanks to a Will Brennan home run. Ivan Castillo batting .250 on the year, facing Clippers lefty Kirk McCarty. McCarty out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, goes to work and nibbles the bottom of the zone for strike one. Fifth start in his career against Omaha. They all came last year. There's a called strike, 0-2. Just his second start at Werner Park. Castillo waits. Here's the pitch. It's a high fastball, 1-2. McCarty in those four starts against the Storm Chasers, 1-0 with a 3.05 earned run average. This 1-2 pitch is just down. 2-2 the count. McCarty 1-1 on the season for the Clippers, his lone win coming against Indianapolis two starts ago on June 12th. Next offering is well high and away for a 3-2 count. Ironically, it was his second worst start of the season that got him his lone win. He gave up 5 runs on 10 hits in 5 and a third innings. Second most runs and the most hits. Here's a ground ball to third. Fry's got it. Long throw against the speedy runner. Just got him. Nicely done by David Fry, charging to pick that one up on the third bounce. He made an accurate throw over to Trenton Brooks for out number one. Here's Nick Prado. McCarty's only loss came against Buffalo, a game where he went just 3 1/3 innings, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. A game the Clippers would lose 4-2. He has qualified for a win only once. 1-0 pitch here is a called strike to Prado. Start against Indianapolis, the only time he went the requisite 5 innings. Another pitch here, breaking ball over the outer half for a called strike, 1-2 against the dangerous power-hitting first baseman. Prado, the third-ranked prospect in the Royals organization. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking ball again, swung on and missed strike three. Prado is ranked third. Vinny Pasquantino is ranked fifth. They're both first basemen, both power-hitting profiles. But Prado strikes out a lot more often than does Pasquantino, and he went down swinging right there. Brings up Nate Eaton. McCarty trying for a 1-2-3 first inning. Gets a swing and a miss on the first pitch, 0-1. Made his major league debut earlier this season. In fact, has been on the Cleveland Guardians roster 3 different times. 0-1 fastball. High. Outside, not sure, but it's ball one. We've had some Interesting calls here in the early going. Next pitch is a soft serve line drive into right field for a base knock. Eaton had a pitch out over the, maybe the outer black, and just above the belt. Didn't try and do too much with it. He just saw it and then served it. Now, looking at the replay, that pitch was off the plate. Speaking of Vinny Pasquantino, here he is. Tied for the league lead in homers. Leads all of baseball, minor league and major league, with 67 runs batted in. First in slugging, first in OPS. And he takes a fastball outside, 1-0. Lefty-lefty matchup here. Cardi made his major league debut against the New York Yankees. Three innings out of the bullpen against the Bronx Bombers. Here's the pitch to Pasquantino. It's a breaking ball low. Then he made his start in the second game of a doubleheader against the Texas Rangers. Suffered the loss in that game. Four innings, five runs. There's a called strike to Pasquantino, 2-1. This is eighth start for the Clippers, 11th appearance overall. He has appeared on starter's rest out of the bullpen. Next pitch, fastball, missed the inside corner, 3-1. Pasquantino hit a two-run home run late in the game yesterday that proved to be the difference in a 5-3 Storm Chasers win. It made it 5-0 at the time, but it turned out to be the winning runs. 3-1 pitch, curveball, hit on the ground to first base. Brooks waits for it, picks it up, backpedals two steps, and puts a foot on the bag for out number three. No runs, a hit, and a man left aboard for the Storm Chasers. After an inning, it's Columbus 1 and Omaha nothing.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Hey, Columbus fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You'll also get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Clippers!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Bo Naylor to lead things off for the Columbus Clippers as we go to the top half of inning number two. Run on two hits for Columbus. No runs, one hit for Omaha after a frame. The wind appears to have shifted, now blowing in hard from right field. Not so much across the field, but in from right. Naylor looking for his first AAA hit. In fact, since Brian Lavastida went on the injured list, Clippers catchers have no hits. 1-0 offering, swung on and missed, make it a ball and a strike to the AAA rookie, Bo Naylor. The catcher has walked a couple of times and has scored a run. Next pitch to him, he hits it foul on the first base side. Gavin Collins wore the collar yesterday. Now, Lavastida himself was in the midst of a bit of a slump as well before injuring his hamstring. He was just 2 for his last 19. 1-2 pitch. That's up the ladder. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Naylor has a mixed track record in terms of his offensive success. He hit very well this year in Double A for the Akron Rubber Ducks, but last year was a struggle for him. He hit under 200. Guardians first round pick back in 2018. They certainly feel like he can handle the load. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, fouled back off the catcher. This is not the type of prospect you promote a level only to send him back when the incumbent starter gets back off the injured list. So I would assume that when Brian Lavastida's hamstring heals up, and boy, with that kind of injury, you just don't know how long it's going to take, that they will kind of tag team the catching position for the remainder of the season. Here's the 2-2. And that's a called third strike on the outside corner. Hernandez painted the black, and that'll do away with Bo Naylor. Here's David Fry now. Over the last 3 weeks, Fry has been the best run producer in the International League. 21 runs in his last 22 days. Leads the IL over that time. Had a two-run single that proved to be the decider in game one of the series, and the Clippers 4-2 win, their lone victory so far in the series. Swings and fouls back the 0-1, make it no balls, two strikes at the Clippers' third baseman. Very upright stance in the right-handed batter's box. Fry waits. Here it comes. Breaking ball. Check swing. Did he go? No. Looked very close to a called strike. Brian Welsh is the crew chief and our home plate umpire today. Ben Phillips at first. Edwin Jimenez doing the work at third base. The 1-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Talking about Brian Lavastida, that is our Mount Carmel injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check them out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. He is the lone Clipper on the injured list, but they do have a rehabber in James Karinchak, who is on the Cleveland Guardians IL. And in fact, he's on the 60-day injured list. Here's Mitch Tolman. First pitch is a breaking ball low for ball one. So Karinchak does not count against the 40-man roster. The 1-0. Fouled out of play. One ball, one strike to Tolman. Mitch batting 281 on the season. He's taken a little bit of a dip recently. He is 4 for his last 30 in his last 10 games. 1-1 pitch. Hideaway. Two balls, one strike. Karinchak's injury rehab assignment began June 1st, and pitchers get 30 days. So he is approaching the end of that clock. 2-1 pitch, Tolman swings and fouls it on the first base side, even the count at 2-2. 1-0 Clippers here in the top of the second inning. So at the end of those 30 days, the Guardians will have a decision to make whether to activate him, put him back on the 26-man active roster. They could option him to the minor leagues, but they still would have to activate him from the 60-day injured list. I'll have to go back and double-check to make sure, but I think their 40-man is full right now. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Tolman. It is high. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch, fastball at 95, swung on and missed for strike three. Carlos Hernandez strikes the Clippers out in order in the second inning, and we go to the bottom of two. It's a 1-0 Columbus advantage.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom two. Columbus Clippers leading by a 1-0 score here at Werner Park. Game four of the series. Columbus trying to tie this series at 2 games apiece. Brewer Hicklin will lead things off against Kirk McCarty. The lefty goes to work with a good-looking breaking ball that swung on and missed for strike one. McCarty out there on the mound, his jersey billowing in this hard Omaha wind. Next pitch is over but low, 1-1 count. Will Brennan solo home run, opposite field shot in the first inning. McCarty throws the 1-1. It's swung on and fouled away. Hicklin hit it off his own ankle. Clippers in the road grays today. Navy numbers, letters, and caps. The Storm Chasers going with their third different jersey in as many games. This is a royal blue top with gold numbers on the back. And the Storm Chaser logo, the O with the lightning bolt through it, on the chest. The caps feature that same O logo. Royal blue. 1-2 pitch. High and away. 2-2. Next pitch. Fastball. Just missed the outside corner. McCarty tends to work pretty quickly. His last start, he didn't have quite his normal pacing. But he is a guy that just wants to get after it. Next pitch, hit hard and caught by the third baseman, David Fry. Made a shuffle step to his left, stuck out the glove, and pulled the baseball out of the air. One down for Michael Massey. Well, what was a pretty pleasant, if warm, Midwest afternoon has turned very, very muggy. That light, very light shower that came through about half an hour before game time has left a ton of humidity in its wake. First pitch called strike, the next is swinging strike. It's quickly 0-2. McCarty has his sign and goes into the motion. And there's a breaking ball fouled on the first base side. That breaking ball's been pretty sharp so far today. And he seems to have put it where he's wanted it. With McCarty, home runs have been an issue here at the AAA level. That breaking ball is spun in the dirt. 1-2. This is a home run park, particularly when the wind is blowing out as it is right now to left field. Next pitch, fastball, hit on the ground, but the shift will work to the Clippers' advantage. Tyler Freeman in shallow right field will scoop it on the second hop and throw to first in time for the out. Checking out the Storm Chasers tonight's coffee. There's a car wash, water, Two down for Clay Dungan. Dungan batting .211 on the season. 3 homers, 21 batted in. Left-handed batter. The wind, the pitch. The curveball is popped up third base side, but that'll reach the seats. Storm Chasers have a pretty balanced lineup. 5 pure left-handed batters, 2 switch hitters. And 8 right-handers. 1 ball, 1 strike, the count. McCarty into the motion. Here's the pitch, and he left it high and away. Fastball at 92. Fans, if you're listening to tonight's game in your automobile, the Ohio Department of Public Safety would like to remind you to buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? McCarty throws a breaking ball outside, and it's 3-1. Dungan waits. Here it comes. And he swings and skies it to center field. Will Brennan drifts in over toward left and will make the catch, and that's a 1-2-3 inning. Nicely done by Kirk McCarty. Puts him down in order, and we go to the third at Warner Park. The Clippers on top by a 1-0 score.
Hi, I'm Charles Burris, franchisee for your local Papa John's here in Central Ohio. You may have heard us talk about why working with Papa John's is for you. Here's more about your growth and opportunity. Hourly assistant managers earn up to $17 per hour plus bonus. Work your way up or start as a general manager and earn an annual salary of over $50,000 plus bonus. And with our success, our bonus plan delivers. Additionally, when we hit our goals, we take our general managers and a guest on an all-expense-paid trip to a cool resort to celebrate our success. Trust me, last year was a lot of fun. So wherever you start, you can grow with Papa John's. You can earn awesome pay and bonuses, enjoy our competitive benefits, and have some fun along the way. Every one of our area coaches, as I did, started out as an hourly team member. So come grow with us and find out why Papa John's is the right place for you. Stop by one of our stores or apply online at jobs.papajohns.com.
Papa John's is an equal opportunity employer. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Franchise employment offerings and conditions shall be determined by the individual franchise owner.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top 3, 1-0 Columbus. Will Brennan's solo home run, the only run scoring so far. Trenton Brooks is going to lead things off for the Clippers. Brooks stands in the left-handed batter's box. He has been on a pretty good stretch recently. The pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Brooks, over his last 13 games, hitting .310 with 8 extra base hits, all of those doubles. Next pitch to him is downstairs, 1-1. Brooks batting .259 on the season as a whole, on base percentage .400. He's been seeing sporadic playing time. Swings here and pops it foul out of play, 1-2. Bobby Bradley getting a lot of the time at first base. Early in the season, before Brooks was healthy and when Bobby Bradley was in the major leagues, David Fry was the pretty much everyday first baseman. Brooks swings here and hits it high in the air to right center field. Eaton drifts over. He'll be called off by Blanco. And the center fielder makes the call and the catch for out number one. Here's Will Benson as we go back to the top of the order. Benson flied to deep right his first time up, just missed his third leadoff home run of the series. He did it in game one and again in game two. Looks at a fastball here high for ball one. Carlos Hernandez looks in for his sign. Here's the pitch. And it is down and in. Two balls, no strikes. Benson with a dozen home runs and 13 stolen bases. The only active international leaguer with double digits in both categories. Jeter Downs did it for Worcester, but he's now in the major leagues with the Boston Red Sox. Quick check of the most recent Cleveland Guardians roster says that they have 39 players on the 40-man roster. That's because they had to designate for assignment Oscar Mercado. So they were full when they activated Franmil Reyes and Aaron Savalli the other day. They had to make room on the major league roster. So to do that, they DFA'd Mercado. That also eliminated him from the 40-man roster. There's a pitch down and in on 3-1, and that's ball four. So Benson is aboard the walk. One down for Tyler Freeman. So the thrust of that conversation was with James Karinchak nearing the end of his 30-day rehab assignment, what the Guardians will do. They obviously would have to take him off the 60-day injured list. He would then count against the 40-man roster, and that would fill it. Benson leaps away from first base, puts on the brakes, and the pitch is delivered low to Freeman for ball one. Now, that does not eliminate the problem entirely for the Cleveland Guardians, because Carlos Vargas is on the 60-day injured list as well and just began a rehab assignment in Akron. 1-0 pitch, no. A throw to first, and Benson was just leaning off the bag. He's back easily. Vargas has never played in the major leagues. He's coming back from Tommy John surgery. And so he is just beginning his official rehab process in terms of playing in games. Freeman takes a breaking ball. Boy, he wanted to swing at that, but held back. It's outside. 2-0. Now, one of the roster games that teams have played over the years is shutting a player down and then restarting that injury rehab clock. Freeman swings and fouls the next pitch away. For pitchers, an injury rehab assignment can last up to 30 days. Position players, it can last up to 20 days. But if there's a setback for injuries or things like that, you can shut a player down, and then when he starts back into games, that clock starts over again. 2-1 pitch. And Freeman again slashes it foul on the right side to make it 2-2. Somebody coming back from Tommy John surgery, it would not be a surprise if there was some sort of a bump in the road for Vargas. He has yet to reach the AAA level. I'm trying to think if this is his first AA experience. He's a young player. 2-2. And that one's hit right out in front of home plate. Is it fair? It is fair. They'll throw to second base, and they'll get Benson by a whisker. The relay won't be in time. It was actually picked up by Jose Briseño inside the right-handed batter's box, right inside the front corner, and that's fair territory. Freeman recognized it was going to be a fair ball, so he took off for first base. That avoids the double play, but there are two outs with the runner at first for Will Brennan. Fielder's choice goes 2-6. Brennan with a solo home run in the first inning, our only run today, 1-0 Columbus. He takes a fastball over the outer half for a called strike. Left-handed batter has exceeded expectations offensively. Swings here and fouls it straight back to the screen. He's having a great season in AA and actually started off kind of slowly here with the Clippers. He's 0 for his first 7 with runners in scoring position, but has gone on a mad tear since. Down the count here, 0-2. Hernandez deals and misses high. One ball, two strikes. Still thick clouds overhead. No real threat of rain for the rest of the evening. 1-2 pitch. Nope, a throw to first, and Freeman is back with a head-first dive. Hernandez, 6'4", 250 pounds. Out of Guyana, Venezuela. Next pitch, off speed, swung on and missed. Benson walks. Freeman hits into the fielder's choice ground out, and Will Brennan strikes out to end the inning. So we played 2.5 here in Omaha. The Clippers still leading by a 1-0 score.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what Mount Carmel is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Jose Briseño to lead things off for the Omaha Storm Chasers as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Kirk McCarty has allowed no runs on just one hit. Nate Eaton got him for a soft opposite field single in the first inning, and then McCarty put him down 1-2-3 in the second. Clippers left-hander goes to work. And a fastball is at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. Briseño, a .242 batting average, no homers. Three runs batted in. Swings at the next pitch and grounds it up the middle into center field for a base hit. Hard hit ground ball has leadoff man aboard, and the nine hitter, Dairon Blanco, to the plate. Check the IL scoreboard here, brought to you by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. Bottom of the seventh inning in Worcester, Mass. And the Woo Sox lead the Charlotte Knights 7-2. Blanco swings and misses at the first pitch. 0-1 count. Scranton Wilkes-Barre leading at Toledo, 1-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. At fifth, third field. A 1 pitch. Breaking ball down and in. In the battle of two of the oldest IL franchises, Syracuse and Rochester. They're tied 2 apiece in the bottom of the fifth inning at Frontier Field. McCarty throws the 1-1, a breaking ball. That's hit out in front of home plate. The Clippers will try for two. The throw goes to Freeman. He'll get the out there, but no relay, as Blanco can really pick him up and lay him down. No chance to get a double play. But the lead runner, Briseño, is put down. That's not a good trade for the Clippers in terms of base runners. That fielder's choice goes 2-4. Back to the top of the order now for Ivan Castillo. 1-0 Clippers on top. McCarty's pitch is outside for ball one. Iowa leading at Louisville 6-1. That game is at the end of six innings now at Slugger Field. Here comes the 1-0, and it's hit toward the shortstop. That's TaylorMade. 6-4, 4-3, twin kill. That's your inning. We'll come back after this for the fourth and more IL scores. The Clippers up 1-0 on the Omaha Storm Chasers.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Ohio. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit rmhc-centralohio.org or call 614-CARS-HELP. That's 614-CARS-HELP.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
After three innings here in Omaha, the score is Columbus 1 and the Storm Chasers nothing. Alex Call to lead things off. 4, 5, and 6 due up for Columbus. Call, Bradley, and Naylor. Carlos Hernandez allowed a solo home run to Will Brennan in the first inning. He has allowed one single and walked a batter since. That's been it. Call had the single, coincidentally. Swings of the first pitch, trying to do damage, but he came up empty for strike one. Back to the International League scoreboard, Norfolk at Lehigh Valley, 2-0. Norfolk Tides on top of the Pigs in the bottom of the sixth. Call swings of the next pitch, fouls it on the third base side, 0-2. Durham leading 3-2 at Jacksonville. They're in the bottom of the seventh at 1-1 Financial Ballpark. A locale that the Clippers have not yet visited. And who knows if they ever will. 0-2. Call swings, grounds this one to third. Closer to the line, but still foul. Memphis leading at Indianapolis, 9-6 in the top of the sixth inning at Victory Field. Bottom seven at Buffalo, St. Paul 4, and the Bisons 3. Again, the 0-2 pitch. That one bounces in. Nashville trying to get themselves back into the win column. They lead 5-1 at home against the Gwinnett Stripers. Nashville with a 40-28 record. Still the best mark in the International League, a game and a half better than Columbus. 1-2 pitch, fastball high and away. Nashville has lost 2 in a row, 6 of their last 10. The Clippers, though, have not been able to take advantage. Columbus has been kind of spinning their wheels recently. 2-2 pitch, that's smacked hard down the left field line. It's going to be a fair ball and all the way to the corner. Call around first, heading for second. He'll be in with a stand-up leadoff double. That is a good at-bat there by Alex Call. Fell behind in the count. Seemed like he was having a pretty good look at some of those offerings from Hernandez, swinging and hitting him hard but foul. Finally was able to stay back on one just enough and drove it to the left field corner. For Call, that is his 11th double of the year. He's 2-for-2 today. improving his league-leading on-base percentage to .404. In scoring position for Bobby Bradley, who takes a fastball inside 1-0. Clippers are actually three games under .500 over their last 27 games. Here's a broken back ground ball to second. Massey's got it, throws to first. Bradley is out 4-3, but moves the runner along to third base. Here's Bo Naylor with a chance for his first AAA RBI. He has scored a run. He has walked twice, but he does not yet have a hit. Officially 0-for-8. Struck out looking back in the second inning. Left-handed batter with a lot of promise. First pitch swing and a fastball at 97. He was on it but fouled it back. Infield in. Here comes the pitch. And it's a high fastball. Again, 97-mile-per-hour gas from Hernandez. He sets, he deals. And that ball swung on and fouled away. Got a piece of the catcher on the way back. Ouch. And Bo Naylor knows just how that feels. I'm sure he is sympathizing right now with Jose Briseño. Hernandez ahead in the count, 1-2. His pitch is hit high in the air to center field. Should be deep enough to score the one. Blanco drifts back, makes the catch, and Call will tag and score. So a productive plate appearance from Bo Naylor as he drives in the second Clippers run with a sac fly. Two down for David Fry. Fry struck out swinging his first time up. So while the Clippers over the month of June really have been just kind of middling around .500, Nashville's been doing the same thing. Memphis actually gained quite a bit of ground over the past few weeks. At one point they were just a half game out of first with the Clippers. For one day they jumped over Columbus, putting the Clippers into third place. That was back on June 14th. Clippers were in third, a game and a half out of first place. Foul ball makes it 0-2 here to David Fry. When that happened, it was the first time since the second series of the season that the Clippers were not in first or second place. Columbus split with Lehigh Valley, three games apiece. That put them tied for fourth. But then they swept Syracuse to take over first place. They held first place until the end of April. Then Nashville ran them down, and the Sounds have been in first every day since. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it's hopped off the plate, third base side. Dungan has to wait for it to come back down to earth. Throws to first. And he's still just in time to get David Fry. Leadoff double for the Clippers. Ground ball out, sac fly, and a run scores. It's 2-0 Columbus going to the bottom of the fourth inning.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
The Clippers on top as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 2, 3, and 4 due up for the Storm Chasers. Big part of the order here for Kirk McCarty to try and navigate. Prado, Eaton, and Pasquantino. Lefty-lefty matchup. Prado struck out swinging his first time up. Takes a breaking ball outside to make it 1-0. Next pitch. Fastball misses outside. 2-0. Fans, it's time to get outside, and Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it with Scotts. Let's get to the yard. Prado swings and fouls a pitch away, making it 2-1. 231 batting average for Prado on the year. 11 homers, 37 driven in. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball fouled off the catcher's mask. 2-2. He's Omaha Storm Chasers. Sitting in eighth place, one game under 500, 6.5 out of first. 2-2, Prado got a piece to stay alive, fouling it back to the screen. Only 3 of the 10 teams in the West are under 500, and if Omaha were to come back and win today, that would make it just 2 teams with a losing record. Next pitch, that is over but low, 3-2. In the International League East, there are 4 teams under 500. Here comes the payoff. Breaking ball hit high in the air and deep to left field. Benson back to the warning track, and he's got room. He'll make the catch. Prado gave it a ride, got it up into the wind, but not enough to do damage. One down for Nate Eaton. Now talking about Nashville, they're 12 games over 500. The Clippers are 9, as are the Memphis Redbirds. But outside of that, nobody more than 5 games over. Louisville is not good. They've got the worst record in the division. There's a pop-up on the third base side, and it's out of play. David Fry got over there to the dugout and then made as if he was going to make the catch just to tease the fans. But it was 7 rows deep. 0-2 the count to Eaton. So the reason you can have so few teams with losing records is because you have 4 teams that are just miserable this year. 0-2 pitch to Eaton, fouled on the first base side. Louisville 25-43, 18 games under. Charlotte 25-44, 19 games under. So they are absorbing a lot of those losses. 0-2, breaking ball fouled away. Syracuse is 16 games under. Scranton-Wilkes-Barre 13 games under 500. So there are some bad teams that the rest of the league is just kind of beating up on. 0-2 again, breaking ball again. Base hit again into right field for Nate Eaton. Same kind of hit as last time. A pitch outside might not even have caught the plate as we look. Oh, boy, that's a breaking ball low and away. And I'm not sure if McCarty would have gotten a called third strike on that one or not, but Eaton just stuck the bat head out there and served it into right field for his second hit of the game. Pasquantino grounded to first, his first time up. Lefty-lefty matchup.
Pitch to him. Fastball is low, 1-0. Next pitch. Breaking ball, strike on the inside corner. Now again, these standings, we're so early in the season, it's just a conversation point. Doesn't really mean anything yet. But at the end of the season, I don't know how much it's going to mean either. Pasquantino started his swing and couldn't hold it up because the playoffs, we've talked about this a couple of times now, are unlike anything we have seen in AAA. Two leagues, four divisions. The four division winners will match up in Las Vegas at the end of September, beginning of October. Here's a breaking ball in the dirt to make it 2-2. And they'll just play a bracket-style tournament, single elimination. PCL division winners play one half. IL division winners play the other half. And the winner meets for a one-game winner-take-all in Las Vegas, Nevada. Here's the 2-2. Right off the end of the bat. Fouled on the third base side. That ball got a piece of Naylor, and he's trying to shake it off now. To me, when you extend the AAA season, regular season to match the calendar length of the Major League season, and then you take away the playoffs at the end, it's kind of a double punch. Again, the 2-2. Popped up foul on the third base side, out of play. McCarty about to deliver his 60th pitch, and the Clippers have activity in the bullpen. From the high set, he delivers, and it's a ground ball towards the second baseman and just off the end of the glove of Freeman. Runner goes first to third. They'll be on the corners with one down for Brewer Hicklin. They scored a base hit. I think that's the right call. Freeman expected the ball to come up a little bit more than it did on the hop. Just glanced off the end of his glove. Now Brewer Hicklin with a chance to do some damage here. Here comes Rigo Beltran, the pitching coach. Adam Scott is the lefty warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen. Now, Scott has been a starter most of the year, but recently moved to the bullpens. He's a guy that could give you, obviously, multiple innings. McCarty has not appeared to struggle here today. Last time out, he threw 87 pitches for the Clippers on June 18th. And so, again, he's well shy of that, but the Cleveland Guardians may be trying to monitor his innings and pitches because, well, over the next 16 days, the Guards will play 18 games. Got a couple of doubleheaders coming up. Swing and a miss here by Hicklin for strike one. The pitch. That's at the knees for a called strike. They'll play a doubleheader against the Minnesota Twins on Tuesday the 28th. There's a swing and a miss for strike three, and Hicklin lost his elbow guard on the swing.
So what that means is if Kirk McCarty is going to be the guy to get the start, he would be on one day short rest. Connor Pilkington has also been in the major league starting for the Guardians. I believe that would give him one extra day of rest if he were to pitch in the doubleheader. Runner goes, no. Putting on the brakes is Pasquantino as the breaking ball is swung on and fouled away. It wouldn't have mattered. You'd have to go back anyway. Michael Massey is at the plate. A ground out to second base his first time up. Guardians beginning a homestand tonight. They are tied with Boston. In game one of the series, the Red Sox in town for the weekend, and the Twins come calling to close out June. There's a high fly ball to right center field. Will Brennan over to the gap. He will make the catch on the run for out number three. McCarty puts two aboard, but leaves them out there. We have played four here at Warner Park, and the Clippers lead the ballgame 2-0.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
12 million people can't be wrong, because all those people listen to this guy.
I, myself, tend to be a little intense.
Colin Cowherd. He's a legend.
That's going off in my head.
He is Colin Cowherd.
That's what gets you up every morning.
He's the best, and he's all mine. I mean ours. But we'll share him with you.
Come on!
Listen to The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
There is real value in that.
Weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
2-0 Clippers as we go to the fifth inning at Warner Park. 8-9-1 due up for the visitors. Mitch Tolman, a strikeout victim his first time up, will stand into the left-handed batter's box. Carlos Hernandez struck him out. First time up, first pitch here is hit on the ground, foul on the first base side, 0-1. Major League Scores presented by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Told you the Guards playing Boston today in the first game of a three-game tilt at Progressive Field. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball. Tolman started a swing, could not stop it. And it's 2-2. Andres Jimenez with his eighth home run of the year. Rafi Devers has hit his 17th for the Beantowners, and it is a 2-2 ball game in the top of the seventh. Next pitch, swung on, fouled back to the roof line. Guardians come in a first-place tie with the Minnesota Twins after taking two out of three from the Twinkies. Good road trip for Cleveland. They are heading into a tough stretch of games, though. 0-2 pitch is high to Tolman. 1-2 offering. That is over but low. They've got Boston this weekend. Then the tied for first place Minnesota Twins for five games over 4 days. Next week, Monday through Thursday. And after that, well, you got another first-place team, and you got the big first-place team. The New York Yankees come to town for a weekend series. Then, boy, you're loath to say this because this is Major League Baseball. Here's the 3-2. It is popped high in the sky to shallow left center field. Drifting over toward Brewer Hicklin, and he will make the catch for out number one. After that Yankees series, it gets easier for the Guardians. They've got a four-game, three-day series against the Tigers at Comerica Park. Doubleheader on July the 4th. And an off day on July 7th. They're at Kansas City, another weak team for a weekend series. The White Sox have been underperforming. That's their next opponent. And then the Tigers again for four games at Progressive Field heading into the All-Star break. First pitch swinging, Trenton Brooks serves it into right field. That's a base hit, turned around, a 94-mile-per-hour fastball, and Brooks is aboard with one down. We'll go back to the top of the order, Will Benson. Benson 0-for-1 with a walk today. So if Cleveland can find a way over the next week and a half to navigate this stretch of games, Boston, Minnesota, New York. There's a square by Benson. He pulls back into called strike over the outside corner. You're talking about 11 games against very good teams. Boy, if they could go 6-5 over that stretch, or even 5-6. Heading into that stretch against some of the weaker teams in the American League. You got to like their chances, feeling good going into the All-Star break. 0-1 pitch, swung on and popped foul on the third base side. Quickly 0-2 to Benson. Now, Benson does not mind hitting with two strikes. He strikes out a fair bit, 63 strikeouts on the year, but you're going to have to put one over the plate to get him out because he will take borderline pitches, even with two strikes. Here he takes a fastball inside, not by much. To illustrate the point, to make it 1-2. One-two pitch is over but low. 2-2. Battling back here, Benson. Top of the eighth inning down in Miami. Francisco Lindor with his 12th home run of the year for the Mets. They lead the Marlins 5-3. Astros 3, Yankees 1 in the Bronx, heading to the seventh inning stretch. Now the 2-2. That's low. So from 0-2 to 2-2 to 3-2. And this is what I'm talking about. Benson has a very adept batter's eye. Top 7 in Tampa Bay. St. Pete more accurately. Nothing settled between the Pirates and Rays. They are tied 3 apiece. Pittsburgh with 3 solo home runs. Dodgers lead at the Braves in Freddie Freeman's return to SunTrust Field. It's 4-0 Dodgers in the bottom of the sixth inning. 3-2 pitch, fastball by him for strike three. Swing and a miss. So he did come into the zone at 97. And Hernandez gets the empty swing for the strikeout, his fifth of the game. Two down for Tyler Freeman. No score. Nationals at Rangers in the fourth inning. Orioles lead at the White Sox 2-1. Tyler Freeman swings at the first pitch and just crushed one to the yard. Out to the lawn seats. And one hop up to the concourse. A two-run blast for Tyler Freeman. His fourth home run of the year. And he's just doubled the Clippers' lead. It is now 4-0. Center cut first pitch fastball. And Freeman pounced on it. Four to nothing Columbus here in the top of the fifth inning. Rockies at Twins scoreless in the sixth in Minnesota. Parent club of these Omaha Storm Chasers. Kansas City Royals leading Oakland 2-1. Boy, those Oakland A's are in bad shape. 23-48. The Royals not much better at 25-43. Blue Jays leading at the Brewers 5-0. Top of the fourth inning in Milwaukee. Bottom four in St. Louis. The Cubs on top 2-0 against the Redbirds. Here's Will Brennan. He homered in the first inning to put the Clippers on the board. He takes one up and in for a 1-1 count. All the other action is later on tonight. Here comes the pitch. And Brennan takes downstairs 2-1. Hernandez at 92 pitches.
The next one comes in, a called strike. Two down, bases empty. Two runs in for the Clippers here in the fifth. The pitch. And it's a check swing. Did he go? Yes. He was turning his body away from an inside pitch, and Brennan could not hold up on the swing. He goes down on strikes. Two strikeouts for Hernandez, but two runs for the Clippers on a Tyler Freeman home run. And it's 4-0 Columbus as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Clay Duncan to lead things off. 7, 8, and 9. Lefty-lefty matchup as a first pitch fastball comes in from Adam Scott on a relief of Kirk McCarty. Scott being converted to a relief pitcher. And he's had some out. I tell you what, the numbers don't look great for Adam Scott this year, but he has had some outings where he started the ball game, gone through the order once in very efficient fashion. And so if he can bring that in, as he throws a fastball here, boy, that's a beauty. A called third strike over the outside corner, painted the black at 93 miles per hour to Clay Duncan. And he strikes out the first man he faces. There's some body language right here from Adam Scott that I like a lot. There's an aggression right there. First pitch, fastball off the outside corner to Jose Briseño for ball one. Scott, 6'4", 230-pounder out of Canandaigua, New York. Fourth-round pick of the Guardians back in 2018. Hits the outside part of the plate with a called strike. One-one pitch, ground ball left side. Tolman is there. Picks it up, throws to first in time for the out. Good stretch by Trenton Brooks for out number two. Scott, two wins and two losses in 14 appearances for the Clippers. This is number four out of the bullpen. He made 11 starts. He has a 6.6 earned run average on the season. Striking out right about a batter per inning. Goes to work and misses the outside corner to Dairon Blanco. He's working quickly here. And a ground ball to third. Oh, that's going to get past David Fry. Fry was playing in even with the bag. That's why they call it the hot corner. It gets on you in a hurry.
and he could not get the glove in the right spot. That's going to go as an E5. Back to the top of the order for Ivan Castillo. Fastball just inside for ball one. Well, here's a test for Adam Scott. Should be out of the inning. How does he react? The pitch is a looping pop-up towards second base. He's going to get out number three on a pop-up to second. So for Adam Scott, that's a good inning. The body language was great. The pitches were well located. That's as good as we have seen him really appear out on the hill all season long. That's a great sign for him and for the Columbus Clippers. An error comes to nothing. We have played five, and Columbus leading by a 4-0 score as we go to the sixth.
Hi, I'm Charles Burris, franchisee for Papa John's here in Central Ohio. Do you like driving or delivering products to folks at home? I sure did. I delivered pies for over 2 years before making pizza my lifelong career. Let me tell you why delivering at Papa John's is right for you. First, you're on the clock and getting paid versus waiting on a delivery to come through. Our shops are busy, and we'll have a run waiting for you. You won't wonder when the next delivery is or how far you're driving with our limited delivery areas. We reimburse for every delivery. Plus, you'll earn great tips from our loyal customers who appreciate our quality. Whether full-time or part-time, our flexible schedules give you the freedom you want to become part of our team. And when you're ready to come off the road, like I was, we have growth opportunities waiting for you throughout our company. So join the Papa John's team and find out why we're the right place for you. Stop by one of our stores or apply online at jobs.papajohns.com.
Papa John's is an equal opportunity employer. Franchises are independently owned and operated. Franchise employment offerings and conditions shall be determined by the individual franchise owner.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund jobs. Placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Top six. Clippers on top by a 4-0 score. Storm Chasers go to the bullpen. Colin Snyder comes on to pitch. So it's a battle of the bullpens from here on out. Adam Scott came on and pitched a very good bottom of the fifth inning. So Kirk McCarty leaves with a lead but does not qualify for the win. Having gone only four innings but four shutout innings. No walks, four hits, two strikeouts. Up to the Clippers pen the rest of the way. Alex Call to lead things off against Colin Snyder. The right-hander with a just north of sidearm delivery. Fires low and away for ball one. Call is 2-for-2 so far today. A single in the first, a double, and a run scored in the fourth inning. Next offering, that's a called strike at the knees over the outside corner. That's where a pitcher wants it to be. Next one is low, 2-1. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and road games are streamed live, and the only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Go to MILB.TV for details today. Use promo code Clippers at checkout, and you'll save $10 on a yearly subscription. Call swings and fouls back a pitch to make it 2-2. Snyder deals, and another foul ball keeps the count the same. We'll check out this date in Clippers history, and we'll go back to 1995. Derek Jeter propelled the Clippers to a 6-2 victory over Scranton Wilkes-Barre, at the time known as the Red Barons, Went 3-for-5 with a run scored, 2 batted in, and a homer. Here's ball 3. Jeter was the only Clipper selected to the IL All-Star game in 1995 and also named the postseason All-Star team after hitting 317 with a league-leading 96 runs scored. Third in franchise history with a career 324 batting average in a Clippers uniform. Payoff coming, and it is outside for ball 4. So Alex Call's aboard for the third time today. He's got the best on-base percentage in the International League at .406. And he's aboard for Bobby Bradley. Sun dipping low. We really haven't seen the sunshine through. We've had cloud cover from moment one. Bradley takes outside. But the skies are growing darker. Wind continues to blow out stiffly to left field. 1-0 pitch to Bradley is a fastball at 95 high and away. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Bradley ahead in the count. Here comes the pitch. And he hits it high in the air to left field. Deep. Hicklin at the warning track. At the wall. Bye-bye. Deep and gone. Bobby Bradley with a 2-run home run. His third of the series. His bat stays hot. What did I say back in the first inning? Bobby Bradley doesn't have to pull a ball to get it out of the yard, especially with the wind blowing out to left field. Just get it up in the air. Let your strength and Mother Nature do the job, and that's exactly what happened. Bradley with a 2-run home run. Our Phoenix Bats, big hit of the game. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers, who lead by a 6-0 score. Base is clear now for Bo Naylor. Naylor swings and fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Naylor looking for his first AAA hit, but he drove in his first AAA run last time up with a sac fly to deep center field. 6 runs, 6 hits, and an error for the Clippers. No runs, 4 hits, no errors for Omaha. Here's the pitch. And it's hit foul on the first base side. Hot, humid evening. Ball has been jumping off the bat of the Clippers today. 0-2. That's low. Colin Snyder looking to record his first out of the ball game. Ahead in the count, he deals and misses inside with a fastball. Snyder, no wins, 1 loss in 3 appearances. He has it was bad before, it's worse now. 15.43 was his earned run average before Bobby Bradley's swing of the bat. There's a swing and a high fly ball to left field. Hicklin will get underneath, and he's going to make the catch for out number 1. Snyder's ERA after Bobby Bradley's home run, 23.14. Now it'll drop after getting that out there, but still not what you would call pretty. Next pitch hit on the ground to the shortstop. Scooped up by Castillo. His throw to first is good, and Mitch Tolman is put away. David Fry, rather, with Mitch Tolman coming up. For Snyder, he has so little time here with the Storm Chasers that anything that happens, good or bad, has a large effect on his earned run average. After the out from Naylor, it dropped 3 runs. And it'll probably drop close to that here after getting out number 2. And in fact, it dropped almost 5 runs there. His ERA is now down to 18.00 after getting out number 2. First pitch to
Tolman is low for ball one. Here comes the next, and it's fouled away. Bobby Bradley with his third home run of the series, his 50th home run in a Columbus Clippers uniform. Next pitch to Tolman is low, 2-1. He's four away from Ricky Lede for 10th place overall. Lede hit 54 home runs. Shane Spencer, 56. Bubba Carpenter, Dave Silvestri both had 58. Andy Phillips, 59. So there's a shot for Bobby Bradley, if he is here the entire season, that he can surpass all of those. There's ball four to Tolman. He's aboard with a two-out walk. It would certainly take a hot second half, but listen, Bobby Bradley has, over the course of a full season, easily, and remember, we're playing 150 games now, not 140, not 142, not 144, whatever the schedule has been over the past handful of years. There's quite a bit of season left. It's not out of the realm of possibility for Bobby Bradley to have a 20-25 homer season for the Clippers, and if he does that, he's got five right now. You give him 15 more, that would tie him with Ivan Cruz for fifth place in Clippers franchise history. That would put him three away from Jesus Aguilar. If he hits 20 more this season, that would put him fourth place all time. That's a tall order, certainly. But the season is not yet halfway over, and we're past the cold that teams have to endure in April. Trenton Brooks at the plate. 1-1 count. The pitch. Swung on. Hit down the left field line. That's going to slice foul. At home run distance. One and two the count. Set, pitch, and it's fouled just over the screen and onto the roof on the third base side. All-time Clippers home run leader, of course, Steve Bye-Bye Balboni, who hit 92 home runs in a Clippers uniform. Marshall Brandt, 86. Hensley Bam Bam Mullins at 73. Brooks fouls one on the first base side. Those numbers seem well, you don't want to say out of reach in this day and age. Guys can get really hot, and who knows what can happen. But Bobby Bradley is not on the Guardians' 40-man roster. For him to get back to the major leagues would take either a 40-man move or a trade to another organization. Here's the 1-2, and it's inside. Pick attempt at first base, and Tolman's back with a head-first dive. Now, if Bobby Bradley were to put on that kind of a power display here in AAA, would that give the Guardians cause to consider adding him? Depends what's going on in the major leagues. It depends if there have been injuries at first base. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed strike three. Brooks goes down swinging, but the Clippers get a couple of runs on a Bobby Bradley two-run home run. And they lead now 6-0 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Need someone to be there, knowing they'll always care. Someone who lights your way each and every day. Doing what you love is everything, so we can celebrate the joy it brings. There's so much to protect in our lives. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Two, three, and four due up for the Omaha Storm Chasers here in the sixth inning. Adam Scott pitched a very good fifth. Facing the heart of the order here in the sixth inning. First pitch breaking ball just off the outside corner for ball one to Nick Prado. Prado is 0 for 2. Prado, Eaton, and Pasquantino a combined 3 for 6. But Prado looking for his first hit. Another breaking ball outside. Two balls and nothing. Scott pitching at a furious pace. Misses outside again with that breaking ball. 3-0. Scott is ready. And into the motion with still 10 seconds left on the pitch clock. And he misses outside for ball four. He did not want to come in against Prado, and so that'll put the leadoff man aboard for Nate Eaton. Fans present your valid AAA member card for ticket and souvenir discounts and free inflatable games on AAA member nights. Next one coming up on July 6th against the Nashville Sounds. That's going to do it for Scott. Is on to face the lefty to start this inning. That was the plan. He'll come out, and a new pitcher will come on to face Nate Eaton. We'll tell you about it on the other side of these words. The Clippers leading 6-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning at Warner Park. Yes, sir. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers. Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage that meets your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Aaron Pinto on the pitch for the Clippers. Righty-righty matchup against Nate Eaton, who's gone 2-for-2 today. Both of his hits came against Kirk McCarty, and they came in similar fashion. McCarty pitching off the outside corner, and Eaton just stuck the bat head out and flicked it into right field. He'll bat with a man at first and nobody out. Clippers leading 6-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning, trying to tie this series at two games apiece. Pinto making his 21st appearance out of the Clippers bullpen. Two wins, a loss, a 4.38 earned run average. 32 strikeouts in just shy of 25 innings, 15 walks.
League batting 247 against him. First pitch is a strike to Eaton, 0-1. Three defenders on the left side against the right-handed batter. Here's a called strike. At the knees to make it 0-2. Right side of the infield is vacant, with Trenton Brooks holding the runner on at first base. As I say that, Tyler Freeman now moves over to the traditional side of second base. Next pitch misses low and away. One ball, two strikes to count. Next pitch foul down the right field line. Still 1-2. The pitch. Slow ground ball on the third base side. If it's fair, it's trouble. It's fair, and it's going to be a base hit. Nothing David Fry could do about it. By the time he picked it up, Eaton was already within 5 feet of the first base bag, so holding on to it was the right decision. Eaton has three hits today, and none of them particularly well struck. But it brings up the dangerous Vinny Pasquantino with two on, nobody out. Pasquantino had a two-run home run yesterday that tied him for the league lead with 18. First pitch, fastball, outside corner, strike one. Next offering, ground ball towards the second baseman, Freeman. He'll go to second for one. The relay to first is not in time. It was a bit of an awkward play with that shift on. Three defenders on the same side, so Tolman had to race to the second base bag, and the angle of the throw was awkward, and Freeman had it hop up into his breadbasket a little bit as well. So to get the out at second base on a fielder's choice. 4-6 in your scorebook puts runners on the corners. One down for Brewer Hicklin. First pitch swinging out in front of an off-speed offering, 0-1. Hicklin is 0-2 today. He is lined sharply to third base and struck out. Pinto trying to maintain this shutout for the Clippers. 0-1. That's inside. Double play ball here would be obviously the best medicine, but getting an out against Hicklin is primary, even if that runner from third comes home. Clippers lead it by six. Pinto delivers a check swing, and a pitch is low. 2-1. The pitch. Just off the inside corner. Looked pretty good. But it makes it 3-1. Pinto from the belt goes to work and misses with a breaking ball. Ball four. So the bases are loaded for Michael Massey. And if you're getting an uneasy feeling, maybe because the Clippers have had all kinds of trouble closing out wins here at Werner Park this year. Four of their six losses here have been come-from-behind victories for the Omaha Royals. Three of those in the late innings. Now we're at the bottom of the sixth here. Bases are loaded, one down. The Clippers lead it by six. And Rigo Beltran out to have a word. This is a situation where you just got to focus in on the man at the plate and try and get an out. Massey is 0 for 2. He's grounded to second base and fly to center field. Left-handed batter with a couple of home runs in 34 at-bats. Pinto delivers. First pitch swinging. Line drive, base hit. Right field. One run is in. They'll go station to station. Massey comes through with an RBI single, and now you're in some trouble. Clay Dungan at the plate. Dungan, three home runs and 21 runs batted in for the Storm Chasers on the season. Pinto goes to work and misses high and away with a fastball nowhere near. The pitch. Ground ball foul on the first base side. Andrew Mizziazik warming up for the Clippers in the bullpen, a left-hander. Pinto's 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away. Took a little something off. The run that scored belongs to Adam Scott. All these guys the property of Pinto. And here's a fly ball to center field. Brennan over, now back, makes the catch. The lead runner will tag. The runner at second base starts for third, then puts on the brakes. It's a sack fly for Dungan and a two-run inning. Two outs now for Jose Briseño. Briseño singled in the third inning. He also has a ground out to the shortstop. 6-2 ball game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pinto peeks to second base, turns and fires, and that one's in the dirt, smothered by Naylor. Good stop to keep the runners at first and second base. Pinto trying to battle his way through here. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. There really has not been much hard contact in this inning. Eden had an infield single. Massey's base hit was a line drive through the infield. The hardest hit ball is the sacrifice fly from Clay Dungan. Here's the pitch, and that again in the dirt. Once more, good play by Naylor to keep it in front of him. Three defenders on the left side of the infield, the outfield playing to pull. Will Benson has his heels to the warning track in left field. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball and a good one in for a called strike. 2-2. Pinto has his sign. Naylor sets the mitt. And the pitch is fouled back to the screen. Fastball at 91 miles per hour. Arsenio got a little piece to stay alive. The pitch. Popped up back of home plate. Is there room for Naylor? He's back to the screen, and he makes the catch just shy of the mesh for out number three. Great effort during that at bat by Bo Naylor defensively. Blocks several pitches in the dirt. Makes a great catch right back at the backstop. And that will be that for the Storm Chasers. They do score twice. They have two hits. They leave two aboard. And we go to the seventh inning with the Clippers on top, 6-2.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Whether you're steaming towards it like a locomotive or it's a few years away, it's a good time to make sure you're on track to have your retirement needs met. Make sure your plans are moving forward the way you want. If you haven't established a retirement plan yet, you need to start. Plan to listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services every Sunday, now at a new time, 8:30 a.m. on Fox Sports 920 for the Safe Money Retirement Show. John Heishman will share retirement planning strategies and ideas that can make a huge difference in the quality of your life and retirement. This Sunday, you don't want to miss John Heishman discussing controlling risk during retirement. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 8:30 on Fox Sports 920. And catch previous shows of the Safe Money Retirement Show podcast at Fox Sports 920. 920.com and click on the programming tab. The Safe Money Retirement Show, now 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning on Fox Sports 920. Don't miss it.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Fox Sports 920, WMNI Columbus.
Top of the order in the top of the seventh for the Columbus Clippers. Will Benson will lead things off, followed by Tyler Freeman and Will Brennan. Two of the three have homers in tonight's game. The other guy, Will Benson, has homered twice in the series and leads the club with a dozen taters. Clippers leading 6-2 in the top of the seventh inning. We'll check the International League scoreboard. One final time brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. It's a final from Worcester. Red Sox beat the Charlotte Knights 10-2. Scranton Wilkes-Barre 2-0 winners at Toledo. Syracuse scores a run in the eighth. They're batting in the ninth, leading Rochester 3-2. Iowa polishes off Louisville at Slugger Field, 9-3, the final score there. Norfolk 9-2 over Lehigh Valley. The Tides have poured it on in the late innings there in the bottom of the eighth inning at Coca-Cola Park. Durham doubles up Jacksonville down in Florida, 4-2, the final there. First pitch to Benson is a breaking ball low for ball one. Next offering popped up third base side. Looks like it'll be playable for Dungan. Just outside of the coach's box, he'll make the catch. New pitcher on a rehab assignment for the Kansas City Royals. Joel Piamps takes over for the Storm Chasers. So he hits the first out. Will Benson is gone. Next pitch to Tyler Freeman. Boy, he hit it right on the numbers, but right at his counterpart at second base, Michael Massey. A line drive out, two away.
Next up for Columbus, the center fielder, number two, Will.
Here's Will Brennan now. Brennan homered his first time up, his second AAA home run. First pitch to him is on the outside corner. Piamps, 18 appearances for Kansas City this year before the injury. Two wins, a loss, a 2.42 earned run average. Moderate strikeout rate, 19 in 26 innings. So for a relief pitcher, that is, I guess you'd call that a low strikeout rate. The 0-2. That's up top, one ball, two strikes. Piamps, in his second season in the Kansas City organization, came over from Toronto last year. 1-2 pitch is high, 2-2. He made 22 appearances for the Blue Jays in 2021 out of their bullpen, and then 15 for Kansas City. He also pitched for Omaha last season, 8 relief appearances. 2-2. Swung on and fouled to the on-deck circle where Alex Call waits. Call has been on base 3 times today. Brennan, after the home run, has struck out twice. Next pitch, Call, third strike on the outside corner, came with the off-speed. And Piamps gets the called third strike. He puts the Clippers down in order. And we go to the seventh inning stretch. Columbus still on top, 6-2.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So... how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
Bottom seven, 9-1-2 due up for the Omaha Storm Chasers. And they will face a new hurler for the Clippers, Andrew Mizziazik. Mizziazik, 2 appearances in a Clippers uniform, 2 innings, 2 runs. He's allowed a homer. He's walked a man. He has struck out 2. So very fresh in his AAA experience. Mizziazik made 17 appearances for Akron and pitched 32 innings. So he was a multi-inning reliever. And boy, was he mowing him down in AA. 48 strikeouts in those 32 innings. Against 8 base on balls, he had allowed only 2 earned runs. He's already matched that here in AAA, but in very brief time. First pitch outside for ball 1. Dyron Blanco, right-handed batter, has reached on a fielder's choice and an error. Corners tight, here's the pitch. Breaking ball inside 2-0. Clippers 6-2 leaders in the bottom of the 7th inning. The pitch misses low and inside. 3 balls, no strikes. Late inning drama has been on tap here at Warner Park all season long. There's a fastball in for a called strike. Blanco taking the whole way. Finishing up the International League scores. 3-1 pitch is fouled back. Memphis in the bottom of the ninth inning leading at Indianapolis 11-8. No shortage of offense there. 19 runs on a combined 22 hits. Buffalo walks it off against St. Paul at home by a 5-4 score. Nashville still leading at home in the top of the seventh against Gwinnett. Here's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. Blanco chased. Ball four. And he's down on strikes. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. First pitch swinging at a fastball. He comes up empty. Ivan Castillo down in the count 0-1. Guardians now trailing the visiting Red Sox 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning at Progressive Field. 0-1 pitch sails high and away to even the count at one apiece. Christian Arroyo has homered for the Red Sox, his fourth of the year. Oscar Gonzalez had a beautiful outfield assist on a would-be sacrifice fly, cutting a man down to the plate. But still, the Red Sox have the advantage in the late innings at Cleveland. One-two count. And the pitch. Off the outside corner. Castillo waits, Mysiasik deals, and here's a swing and a slow number on the third base side. Fry charges, grabs, throws to first, not in time. Nick Prado to the plate with a man on and a man out. Boy, Omaha now has seven hits, one more than the Clippers, but a lot of them just have not been very hard hit baseballs. Lefty-lefty matchup. The breaking pitch from Mysiasik finishes well outside for ball one. Oscar Gonzalez is going to get himself a reputation. There's a swing and a pop-up on the third base side. It's going to be a long run if anybody can get there. Fry over to the warning track. It is going to be out of play. He is one of three outfielders this year with outfield assists with throws of over 96 miles per hour. Gonzalez, Austin Hayes, Aristides Aquino. Three major league outfielders with outfield assists of 96 miles per hour or greater, and the one he had tonight was one of them. It wasn't very deep to begin with, but it was an absolute howitzer. Here's a called strike on a breaking ball to make it 1-2. I was talking with Jake Eisenberg, the voice of the Omaha Storm Chasers, before the game today, about just that subject. There's a swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. And Prado is down on strikes. We were talking about Nolan Jones, who came within an eyelash of a three-assist game earlier in the series. He gunned out two men and nearly had another at third base. And talking about Nolan Jones and his outfield arm, I mentioned to Jake that I would, at this point, rate Nolan Jones as probably the fourth best outfield arm that I have seen in a Clippers uniform. There's a fastball for a called strike to Nate Eaton. Eaton is 3-for-3 with three pretty softly hit singles. Number one being Carlos Moncrief for both arm strength and accuracy. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's off the inside corner. Runner-up is, well, it always was Matt Carson, who played in the same outfield as Carlos Moncrief. But Oscar Gonzalez, I think, may have moved into second place. Carson didn't have the velo of the other three on this list. Moncrief, Gonzalez, and Nolan Jones. But, man, he put it right on the bag every time. 1-1, no, throw to first. So Carlos Moncrief is a clear-cut number one. Has the Clippers franchise record for outfield assists. Gonzalez, Matt Carson, they are 2 and 2A. And Nolan Jones, I tell you what, here's a pop-up to first base. Trenton Brooks straddling the foul line, makes the catch. Officially, it's a foul ball for out number three. The way Nolan Jones threw the other day, he's got a chance to reach the top of that list. No runs, one hit, and one man left aboard here in the bottom of the seventh inning. We go to the eighth with Clippers on top, 6-2.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's Chris Broussard, and now a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty. Simple as that. Preferably with something you actually want and something you can actually use. Something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar. Because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cashback. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Hey, you see Tony's face?
Yeah, he's using one of them Dollar Shave Club six-blade razors with six stainless steel blades for a close shave.
His face is as smooth as a river rack.
Smooth as a nice olive oil.
Like a bowling ball.
Like silk pajamas.
Like a seal down at the aquarium.
Like a ball of wax.
Wax job?
Hey, no one said nothing about a wax job, okay? Quit being a wise guy.
Dollar Shave Club. For a noticeably smooth shave, find us in stores and at dollarshaveclub.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Clippers on top, 6-2. Another new pitcher on for the Storm Chasers, Zach Willman. Willman, 6-2. 219-pounder out of Napoleon, Ohio, so a Northwest Ohio kid. Joel Piamps goes an inning, a short inning at that. Put the Clippers down 1-2-3. Will Benson saw two pitches, Tyler Freeman one, and Will Brennan struck out on the sixth pitch that he saw. Now it's called to lead things off. First pitch curveball is just a little bit inside for ball one. Willeman, six appearances, a win, a loss, a 540 earned run average. Four runs on three hits in 6 2/3 innings. The 1-0, that's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Night skies overhead. The clouds are breaking up a little bit. Next pitch is low. Three balls and nothing from Willeman. Six runs on six hits for the Clippers and an error. Two runs, seven hits, and no errors for the Storm Chasers.
The pitch. That is a called strike, top of the zone. Set by the righty in his 3-1 pitch, not close for ball four. So Alex Call is aboard for the fourth time today. Single, double, walk, walk. He has scored a couple of runs, and he has brought his season-leading on-base percentage to .409. Here's Bobby Bradley. Bradley takes downstairs for ball one. Two-run home run his last time up. Bradley is 1-for-3 on the day. Now 50 home runs in a Clippers uniform. The pitch, curveball high and away. Next pitch hit high in the air to left field, but not deep enough. Hicklin is there. He'll make the catch for out number one. Here's Bo Naylor. Naylor 0-for-2 with a sacrifice fly, giving him his first AAA run batted in. Part of a six-run Clipper barrage tonight that has him on top 6-2. The fastball to him is on the outside corner for a called strike. Call started towards second base, put on the brakes because Willeman was just holding and holding. Finally, he delivers low and away to Naylor. One ball, one strike. Clippers started the scoring in the first inning on a Will Brennan home run. The Clippers have had home runs in this series, but they've only resulted in one win so far. Brennan homered. Freeman homered, a two-run shot in the fifth, and Bobby Bradley had a two-run home run in the sixth inning. Naylor takes another out of the zone, 2-1. Willeman from the belt turns and throws to first, and backstanding Alex Call. Naylor with an open stance in the left-handed batter's box. Looks at a fastball in for a called strike. The back foot in close to the inside line of the batter's box as the pitcher sets up. His right foot is set very close to the outside line of the batter's box. 2-2. Fouled to the screen, a late cut and a fastball. Keeps the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long pause by the righty. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fastball inside. Three and two. One down. Alex Call at first base. Moderate lead. Not going. The pitch is hopped off the plate. Out toward third. Dungan grabs it. Bobbles it. No throw. There's the first hit for Bo Naylor. Chopped it off of home plate, way up into the night sky. Dungan, even if he fields it cleanly, is not going to get Bo Naylor at first base. He's got some speed. And so the kid has his first hit. It pushes Alex Call to second base. One down for David Fry. Clippers looking for some extra offense here. Leading by four, but there's never a comfortable lead at this ballpark. First pitch is low for ball one. The righty is ready. He kicks and deals, and a fastball is there for a called strike. One count. Next pitch, curveball. Fry takes a rip and fouls it out of the ballpark behind home plate. Warner Park opened in 2011, rebranded from the Omaha Royals to the Omaha Storm Chasers. And they had a heck of an inaugural season, making it all the way to the AAA National Championship game when they lost to the Columbus Clippers. Fry fouls the next pitch down the right field line. Still 1-2. Call at second, Naylor at first. Here's the pitch, and it's outside 2-2. So Williman has had to throw a lot of pitches here. He's already at 20 pitches to just three-plus batters. And now 21 as he misses high for a 3-2 count. He has thrown more balls than strikes to this point. The next pitch, swung on and missed. Put a fastball by David Fry. And that's strike three. Two on, two out for Mitch Tolman. Tolman, a left-handed batter, waits. Here comes the first pitch, and he hits it on the ground on the right side of the infield. Prado's got it, feeds the covering pitcher for out number three. The Clippers get a couple of base runners, but nobody comes home. So we go to the bottom of the eighth inning with Columbus on top, 6-2.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
Clippers have a 6-2 advantage. Go to the bottom of the eighth inning here, and the Clippers go back to the bullpen. Jake Jewell Jewel on the pitch here, and he'll face Vinny Pasquantino. Jewel appearing for the 23rd time in the Clippers uniform. His numbers look pretty good. A win, two losses, a 2.60 earned run average. He has struck out better than a batter per inning. And the International League batting under 200 against him, a 192 opponent's batting average. Jewel starting a clean inning here. And he'll face 4, 5, and 6 in the Omaha batting order. Vinny Pasquantino has a hit and a run scored. They did not come in the same inning. He singled in the fourth, reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth, and came around to score the second Storm Chasers run. That was an inning when things started to get a little bit tight. The Clippers led 6-0. And in that frame, there were two walks, two hits, and two runs scored to make it 6-2. That's where we stand here in the bottom of the eighth. Pasquantino had a late two-run home run last night to make it a 5-0 ball game. It turned out to be the game-winning hit as Omaha won it 5-3. Jewel throws the 2-0 pitch. It swung on and fouled back to the screen. Fastball at 93 miles per hour. Pasquantino gave it a rip, but could not square it up. The pitch. Hit on the ground, right to the triangle shift. Five hops to Freeman. He will grab it in shallow right field and throw on to first base to retire Pasquantino. Here is Brewer Hicklin, 0-for-2 with a walk. Righty-righty matchup. The first pitch is off the inside corner for ball one. Now, if the Guardians are going to win tonight, they're going to need a big comeback, down 6-2 against the Boston Red Sox. Here's a swing and a miss, 1-1. Well, just like that, the Guardians have scored a run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Next pitch, fastball, swung on and missed, 1-2. Guardians actually have the bases loaded, if I'm reading Game Tracker correctly, so they could walk it off right here. Here comes the 1-2 from Jewel. Swung on and missed, strike three. That time, the breaking ball diving out of the zone does in Brewer Hicklin. Two outs for Michael Massey. Massey is 1-for-3 with an RBI single. Talked about Oscar Gonzalez with his outfield assist earlier today for the Guardians. We know just how good his arm is here. Anthony Schlosser checking in, letting me know that he was on pace for 24 outfield assists here for the Clippers this year, which would have set a new team record. Carlos Moncrief had 22 outfield assists in a season. That is an absurd number. And to think that the Big O was on track to best it, that is saying something. 1-1 pitch is soft and away to Michael Massey. The pitch, bunted, third base side, foul. Two and two now. Jewel stares in for his sign. Naylor Lays down the fingers for the off speed. There's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Full count. Clippers have led this game from the word go. They've scored first in three of the four. First inning home runs have done the trick all three times. There's a swing and a foul ball out of play. It was Will Benson in games one and two starting the ball game with a home run. Will Brennan had a solo home run with two outs in the first here tonight. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Bases empty. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled away. Guardians down to their final out now at home against Boston. Amad Rosario just struck out with the bases loaded. And guess who's coming to dinner? Jose Ramirez is at the plate. 3-2 pitch. And just got a piece to stay alive that time. Massey fouled it away. Well, Jose Ramirez has been a hero for the Guardians a lot this year, but tonight he grounds out to end the ball game, and the Guards lose it by a 6-3 score against the Boston Red Sox in the first game of that series. Here's another foul ball, and so the battle continues here with Massey and Jewell. Double M against Double J. Michael Massey waits. Jewell pitches, and the ball is drilled to center field. That's a base hit. So Massey wins that battle. He's at first for Clay Dungan with two outs. Left-handed batter against the righty, Jewell. First pitch off speed, swung on and missed, strike one. David Fry was in tight at third base, now backs up and moves off the line. Jewell ready, he fires. And another soft one, this one outside. One ball, one strike. The pitch, no. A throw to first base, and the runner is back in time. Couple of peeks to first, now the pitch. Hit foul on the first base side. Jewell from the belt. Kicks and deals the 1-2 pitch. It's lifted high in the air to left field, but playable for Will Benson. Camps out underneath, makes the catch, and that's out number three. We'll go to the ninth. Clippers on top, 6-2.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
He's like the book, Sports Talk for Dummies.
I know, I really am.
He makes you understand with perfect analogies.
The appetizer portion of this meal is over. Let's move to the entree.
He's Colin Cowherd.
A sports prodigy.
And The Herd is the show that makes you smarter, not dumber, like the other shows out there.
I want you to think about that for a second.
Listen to The Herd with Colin Cowherd
right here. Weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Oh, wow. Pause that.
Hey, hi. I signed up for a checking and savings account online, but and the app is great, but I'd still like to be able to go to my local Huntington branch. How does that work?
Actually, you don't have to choose. Just keep using the app, and then anytime you want a face-to-face chat with a banker, you're always welcome at any Huntington branch.
Wow, best of both worlds. Thanks.
You bet. Thanks for banking with Huntington.
Learn more at Huntington.com/app. Welcome.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Brandon Barker on the pitch. Top of the ninth inning for the Clippers. It's 9-1 and 2 due up. That is Matt Peacock, not Barker. Both listed as number 58 on the numerical roster. So Peacock making his first appearance of this series. We saw him when the Clippers were in town the first time. In between, he has spent some time in the major leagues. Peacock has made seven appearances for the Storm Chasers, 0-1 with a 2.89 ERA. First pitch to Trenton Brooks, fouled away. And it's 0-1. Right-hander fires high. Next pitch fouled away. He was with Arizona to start the year and then on April 24th was traded to Kansas City. Last year also split time between AAA and the majors. His next pitch is an, check swing, ground ball to third base. Two hops to Dungan. He'll pick it up and throw to first just in time for the out. Five appearances out of the Kansas City bullpen, and he did not allow a run. Five and a third innings, no runs on three hits. Pitched so well, they had to get it back to AAA, I guess. He was with Omaha. He made his Omaha debut actually against the Clippers. Here's a ground ball up the middle. Will Benson has himself a base knock. After Brooks grounded out 5-3, Benson is aboard with a single, his first hit of the ball game. And Benson continues his string of getting hits in games, but only one hit. He now has an 8-game hitting streak. And for the entire month of June, he does not have a multi-hit game. But he's aboard for Tyler Freeman, who had a multi-hit game yesterday and has a 2-run home run today. 1-for-4. And he takes downstairs for ball one. Peacock pitched against the Clippers on May 3rd and May 5th. Went three total innings, did not allow a run. He's only allowed a run in three appearances. There's a swing and a miss by Freeman. There's a ground ball from Freeman. Diving stop by the shortstop Castillo, but he lays out and stays out. Castillo never got up off the ground, and he is in some pain. It's an infield single for Freeman. Castillo just now up to a seated position. He dove, went to the ground, and stayed laid out, and he is kind of cradling his arm. The trainer just now getting himself out there. Well, you know, it's a painful situation when an infielder makes a diving stop with full extension. and doesn't even try and get up. Trainer is looking at his left shoulder. So Freeman has a two-hit game. And he's going to come out of this ballgame. He is not moving that left arm much. So we will have a new defender. Angelo Castellano is going to play shortstop. Devon Castillo actually was originally signed by the Cleveland Guardians. Never really got very high up in the system before moving on. So Castellano moves to short. And there's two on, one down for Will Brennan. Peacock goes to work and misses outside to Brennan. Brennan has three strikeouts today, but they were preceded by a solo home run. Next pitch, off speed, upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Well, for you NHL fans or just fans of great sports moments, the Colorado Avalanche trying to win the Stanley Cup tonight at home against the Tampa Bay Lightning. That game is tied 2-2. Getting close to the end of regulation. Here's a ground ball left side. That's going to get through. A base hit. Benson wheels around third. He will score. Will Brennan drives in his second of the ball game. Boy, he has just been an RBI machine, scoring Benson. Freeman stops at second. Second RBI of the game for Brennan, and the Clippers lead it 7-2. Here's Alex Cole. So Brennan now 61 runs batted in. Came in today with the fourth most in all of minor league baseball. Here's Alex Cole. Cole has been on base four times today. Vinny Pasquantino has 67 RBIs. That leads all of baseball, major league and minor league. 0-1 to the Clippers. Right fielder, Alex Cole. And that is a strike on a very generous inside corner. Cole can't believe it. Here's the set and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Cole retired for the first time today. That will leave it up to Bobby Bradley. This inning started with a ground out. Three straight singles have produced a run, a strikeout for Alex Cole. And now Bradley with a chance to really break this game open. Two-run home run for him in the sixth inning, going the opposite way. The wind is blowing out toward left center now. Fastball way inside, moves the feet of Bradley for ball one. The wind has been blowing out to left field most of the day. It actually was blowing in from right at one point, and now it's screaming out toward left center. The 1-0. Outside, two balls and nothing to Bradley. The home run, his lone hit today, he's 1-for-4. 7 runs, 10 hits, an error for Columbus. 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Storm Chasers. The pitch, that is inside. 3-0 to Bradley. And nothing particularly close to the strike zone from Peacock. Next pitch, Bradley taking the whole way. That's in for a called strike. Infield playing the left-handed batter to pull. Here comes the 3-1 offering, and it's swung on and missed. Trying to go yard, But Bradley came up empty, 3-2. The runners will be in motion. Peacock has his sign. He deals. And it is just low for ball four. Base is loaded for Bo Naylor. Naylor got his first AAA hit in the eighth inning, an infield single. Got his first AAA RBI earlier tonight on a sacrifice fly, now with a chance to really do some damage. 0-for-1 with the bases loaded on the season. The Clippers is a team batting a robust 321 with the sacks juiced. Time called now. And that's going to do it for Peacock. We're going to have a pitching change here to face Bo Naylor. Storm Chasers know that they've had some big late-inning comebacks against the Clippers. They don't want to get this one any farther out of reach. So we'll step away and tell you about the new pitcher when we come back after this. Clippers 7, Storm Chasers 2 in the top of the ninth.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness. Edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around. All around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Sam Freeman is on to try and get the final out of the top of the ninth inning. The veteran left-hander. Fifteenth appearance for the Storm Chasers, and boy, has he been good. Two wins, no losses, a scant 0.59 earned run average. Opponents hitting just 118 against him. He has a whip under one, allowing less than one base runner per inning. And he'll face Bo Naylor. Freeman began his professional career in 2008. Naylor drafted in 2018. Bases full of Clippers, two down. Top of the ninth inning, Clippers on top, 7-2. Set by the lefty now, the pitch. And that one bounces in, gets away, and the Clippers will steal a run here. Wild pitch. Freeman bounced that one way in front of home plate. It bounced up, went off the chest protector of Briseño, and bounded about 20 feet up in the air. No chance for the catcher to get anybody out. The wild pitch gives the Clippers an extra run. And now the home plate umpire feels the need to clean home plate in the middle of a very tense situation. And he needs a new set of baseballs. Maybe that's what he was waiting on. This also could be a situation where the ball that hit in front of home plate got a piece of the catcher, and so he was trying to give him a chance to collect himself. Umpires are well known for that. Next pitch, fastball low, two balls and nothing. In fact, when a home plate umpire cleans off the dish when there hasn't just been a sliding play, you can bet he's trying to do somebody a favor. 2-0, and it's popped up. Third base side in foul territory. Will there be room for Clay Dungan? Over to the warning track, and he is out of room. Foul ball makes it 2-1. I don't know how much time Freeman had to get loose in the bullpen. He's not really looked all that sharp. He's ready. Now he fires. And that fastball came in at 92 miles per hour, and Naylor fouled it straight back to the screen to make it 2-2. Runners at second and third. Two down, a run in. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, low and away. Good take by Naylor. Recognize that early. David Fry on deck. You know he'd love an opportunity here in the ninth inning. Here's the payoff. Oh, he chased a breaking ball in the dirt. Naylor started his swing, tried to stop it, and couldn't quite do it. So the Clippers score two runs here in the ninth inning. One on an RBI single from Will Brennan and one on a wild pitch. And they take an 8-2 lead into the bottom of the ninth.
Hi, welcome to Huntington.
Hey, there's a problem with my paychecks. I get paid on Fridays, but they keep showing up on Wednesdays.
Yes, when you bank with Huntington, we can deliver your paychecks up to 2 days early.
How much are you charging me for that?
No cost.
Okay, so there's no problem with my account?
Not at all.
Cool. So, how's it going?
Thank you for banking with Huntington.
Direct deposit and eligibility requirements apply. Learn more at Huntington.com/earlypay.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket, even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past. Things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Ian Jabeau on the try and close it out here for the Clippers. Not a safe situation here with Columbus on top 8-2. But the way these ball games have gone for the Clippers at Werner Park this year, you take no chances. You take nothing for granted. You go out there and you try and get three outs as quickly as you can get them. Jabeau has been good for the Clippers this year. 2-0 with a 289 earned run average, making his 17th appearance. Missed some time with a finger injury earlier this year. 18 and two-thirds innings, 18 strikeouts against 7 walks. He's allowed 7 runs on 15 hits, and he'll face 8-9-1 in the batting order at a minimum here for the Storm Chasers. Jose Briseño will be pinch hit for, though, here. William Hancock will bat. Left-handed batter takes high and away for ball one. Hancock, a 31st-round pick back in 2018 out of Little Rock, Arkansas. He's 25 years old, 6'2", 200-pounder. Playing in just his 14th game, Hancock has 4 hits and 28 at-bats. No homers. 2-0 pitch coming. And he swings and misses behind a fastball. Briseño has a much better batting average, but you get the theoretical platoon advantage here, and Jabeau misses badly, high and away, 3 balls and a strike. The pitch. Swung on and missed, put one right through the heart of the zone. Full count. Next pitch, fastball looked good, but outside for ball four. Here's Dairon Blanco. Blanco is 0 for 3 today, but he's reached twice on a fielder's choice in the third inning and on an error in the fifth. He struck out in the seventh. Jabot goes to work and hits the bottom of the zone for strike one. Jabot ready, kicks and fires. And that one bounces in, gets away from Naylor, and goes to the backstop. That's a wild pitch. Hancock on to second base. I told you the Tampa Bay Lightning and Colorado Avalanche were tied two apiece in the late going. The Lightning score a goal. And now we're on the power play with just over 2 minutes to go, trying to force a game six. Jabot trying to put this ball game to bed. Gets a swing and a miss. And a hard fastball, 96 miles per hour, to go ahead and count one and two against Blanco. I think ESPN has a documentary coming up about the Colorado Avalanche and their rivalry with the Detroit Red Wings. Mid-late 90s, oh boy. Were those some games? Were those some series? I remember fondly as a young man in Northwest Ohio watching Darren McCarty just beat the snot out of Claude Lemieux. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball. Oh, boy. Jabot thought he had strike three. Apparently it was a little bit inside, 2-2. Check of second base, now the pitch. Hit hard on the ground, past the diving shortstop, Mitch Tolman, and into left center field. Benson fires into second base, but not before Blanco wheels around with an RBI double. Well, that's twice now. Ian Jabot with two strikes. Thought he had made a third strike pitch and didn't get the call either time. And in both cases, the batter wound up reaching. Nobody out. Runner at second base. And Angelo Castellano will bat here. He's in for Ivan Castillo, who hurt himself diving after a ball on the infield. The pitch, fastball, strike on the inside corner at 97, 0-1. Castellano waits, looks, and another pitch at the knees, this one a called strike. 34th game for Castellano, a .233 batting average. He's got a homer and 10 batted in. Clippers on top, 8-3 in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, line shot, caught by Brooks. They'll throw to second base. That's a double play. Blanco was just caught like a deer in headlights when the ball was put in play. He didn't have a great angle on it from his secondary lead at second base. I don't know if he could tell if Brooks was going to make the catch or not right away, but the moment he froze, that was his undoing. So two outs now, bases empty for Nick Prado. And this is how you like to see Nick Prado if you have to, with the bases empty. Fastball low for ball one. Next pitch, soft low. 2-0. And Prado today has walked and scored a run, officially 0 for 3. Chabot into the motion, gets a swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike to the Storm Chasers first baseman. Next pitch. That's a called strike. Chabot has picked up his pace here. And now the Clippers one strike away from knotting this series. The pitch. Got him swinging. Came with the off speed. And Clippers fans, you can ring your bells. The Columbus Clippers win this one by an 8-3 final score tonight here at Warner Park. We'll be back after this for the postgame show.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Well, a very good win for the Columbus Clippers tonight against the Omaha Storm Chasers. They come away with an 8-3 victory, and the Clippers led this one from pillar to post. Will Brennan had a home run in the first inning that started the scoring. The Clippers got another when Alex Call doubled in the fourth and was driven home by Bo Naylor, his first AAA RBI. Columbus opened things up in the fifth inning. Trenton Brooks had singled, and then Tyler Freeman brought him and himself home with this shot. Tyler Freeman swings at the first pitch and just crushed one to the yard. Out to the lawn seats. And one hop up to the concourse. A two-run blast for Tyler Freeman. His fourth home run of the year, and he's just doubled the Clippers' lead. It is now 4-0. Columbus would continue to pour it on. Bobby Bradley had a two-run homer in the sixth, and the Clippers scored two more in the ninth. The Storm Chasers would get a run in the ninth inning of their own to make it a five-run ball game, but that's as close as they would get. So the Clippers win it tonight by an 8-3 final score at Warner Park. Eight runs, 10 hits, an error for the Clippers. Three runs, nine hits, no errors for Omaha. Adam Scott the win. Carlos Hernandez suffers the loss. It took 2 hours and 51 minutes to play here at Warner Park. Same two teams go at it tomorrow. Tanner Tully will take the hill for the Clippers. And Omaha's starter is TBA. 8:05 first pitch. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 8 o'clock. I hope that you will be with us. For Tracy Watson back in the studio, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time tonight from Omaha, Nebraska. The Clippers come out on top. Final score of 8-3. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.